This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, I think we could skip the song, right? This is too exciting.
No, the energy in here is electric. I don't want to waste time listening to the song when we've got so much to talk about. And I can see Sinbad getting impatient listening to the song.
Yeah, man. You know, I don't know if I'm sick.
No, well, I hope you're not sick, because out of the way up top, you can see it title. We have Sinbad back. Sinbad is here.
Yes.
And he's
returned to the studio with us.
Yes.
Amid all this craziness, everyone's talking about changing plans, change their life. You know, it's like, we're here, we're healthy, we're feeling good. You know, we aren't scared of anything. Yeah. So,
but you can't base it on
showing
us.
You.
You can't base it on us.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably going to be part of the cure.
So I was thinking that too. That was actually the first thing I thought. I was like,
you thought that too?
This coronavirus is about to like maybe F around and find out with Sinbad is maybe going to defeat this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, what a real immune system looks like.
Yeah, because I use a lot of stuff. I've got a doctor who does East and Western medicine. I have so much in my system. I'm over immunized. I mean, I can touch people and it helps them.
You can share some of your immunity.
My doctor does central medicine. It's not east or west. Yeah, it's right. I had a doctor that was doing mountain time medicine. And that
they're not as good. They do a lot of berries.
Rustic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was berries. It was chewing on roots.
Outwoods. Yeah, very Pacific North.
So this is why, this is a big reason why we are all in the same room doing the show as normal, because, you know, they talk about, this is the thing about, like, the way the president is responding to this and stuff. They talk about, like, social distancing, but really what they should be saying is, like, yes, keep your distance from everyone except Sinbad. Get very close to Sinbad. Let him touch you.
I've been hearing this all wrong. You said social distancing?
Yeah, that's what they've been saying. You've been
hearing it
wrong. I
thought it was social dissing. I've been dissing people.
You've been dissing people?
You've been snapping up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
You've been busting beans?
I noticed when you came in, you ripped my jacket to shreds. You just had me almost in tears.
I thought that's what they wanted to do for this country. I thought it was to make millennials stronger and to make Generation Z stronger, to diss people.
And eliminate safe spaces.
Yeah,
man. Okay, my bad. I want to apologize. I want to just say it right now, I apologize to everybody.
No, send that. Week.
No, it's okay. Yeah. No, it honestly, it did toughen me up. And you said to me, like, hey, Chubby Checker called, he wants his jacket back. And I thought, like, this is pretty
brutal.
Extra. Brett
that
Kevin
was extra.
Laughed at
that
me.
Was extra. That was extra, man. I didn't have to say that. That was beyond dissing. That was some personal
stuff. But it was fair. It was totally fair.
I got toughened up. Okay, well, then if I helped you, I appreciate it. Yeah, you know,
you did.
My fault.
You did.
I took it out on you.
Yeah, and it's easy to mishear that, too.
I need to call my kids.
Oh, no. Did you say something to them?
Yeah, just all of them. Bad. Jesus, man, I'm just...
One by one or on, like, on a conference call?
Group text chain?
Oh,
or?
My God. Yeah, just... Oh, gosh.
Sinbad, I'm sorry to see you. I'm sorry to see you in person going through something like this. You look very ashamed. Yeah,
I am, man. You can see that on my face, right?
Yeah, the face you're making is an ashamed face.
Yeah, yeah.
I but know tough. It from like, even not, a like, mile away.
Or anything, like, really tough and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost sadder for me to see him not cry. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah. I saw you talking. Yeah. I don't know why I talked over you.
I don't, because it's almost like we're not here, but we're here. It's almost like we're here, but we're not here.
We're so here, I think, that it's almost like we're very far apart.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Like somebody was scared to come in.
I know. It's so crazy that it's like the opposite of that, and we are all so brave. You know what I'm actually thinking is, like, since we are all here, that this is maybe, like, the time to get together and, like, defeat this thing. Come up with a plan. Yeah. And just, like, stop, like, you know, let's stop, like, playing games with this.
Yeah, no more games.
Like, and just get it done right now, right?
Let's do, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Let's use all those sports analogies. Let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do it. Like,
let's man
let's
up.
Play hockey.
Yeah, man.
Oh, dude.
The tough never stop. The race doesn't go at all.
Let's play football.
Yeah.
Let's cricket this thing with the cricket bat.
Yeah, and just, let's knock that thing out the park.
All the way out.
Let's knock out the park. Let's knock it out the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if that's what they plan.
So, obviously we're all in the same room, but we should say at least, like, who is here just for the people listening, right? So I'm Hayes. I'm sitting in the room. Who else is here?
My name's Sean. I'm very much in the room.
Hey, Sean.
I'm Brett. I'm at the end of the table, as always.
Okay. Oh, that's the table. Okay.
Yeah, you're sitting at the table.
This is the table.
It looks a little funny today.
Yeah.
It looks a little weird.
There's a lot of signatures on it.
Yeah,
so
I know what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that was, man. I'm sitting bad, and I'm sitting on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
By a window,
okay, great.
I think. Is that a window?
No.
Wow. No window. It's actually, it goes into the other studio. Yeah.
Oh, but okay. Yeah, I knew it went somewhere.
Looks like a window.
Okay, yeah,
it's glass.
It's like a partition. Yeah, I can see why you would think that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have my glasses on.
I'm Kevin. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that was the problem. And now you've taken them off, and now you can see much better.
Yeah, I can see much better. Yep. I was, because these aren't my prescription. Somebody let me use those, and I was too up. When people try to help you, you don't want to turn them down. And it wasn't my prescription, I can't see at all with these glasses, but I like the frame.
Yeah. That's
very
the saddest thing for
stylish.
Me about coronavirus, that people aren't just wearing each other's glasses anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
No, like, and that's so sad.
Like, that was such a big part of our culture.
It's polite society erodes so quickly. The old days when I was growing up, if you were a gentleman and you saw a woman wearing glasses on the street, you would put the glasses on and you would walk away. And it was a signal to them, hey, I like these frames. I think they're stylish. I'm willing to bump into this fire hydrant for you. And it's funny how that disappears instantly with the internet and the coronavirus and the president and all of it.
I don't think that was ever, I'm not the one to correct. I don't want to, everyone's a winner. I don't think that was correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Everyone's a winner. No shaming here.
This is making up for the dissing me earlier.
I was trying not to diss you. That's why I said everyone.
And it's not like cross balls. It's not like a debate podcast. It's a podcast where we all get together and we defeat the coronavirus. I do want to focus on the main issue here. So there's four of us. It's just the four of us in the room, obviously.
Kevin's tried to talk, but
Kevin's here too. Sorry I'm late.
Oh.
Hey, everyone.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Kevin just walked in.
Does anyone need anything?
Hi, Kevin.
Does anyone need anything?
You must mind.
No, let me see.
I missed him.
That's right. We'll probably need a couple things. So, like, let's make a list, I guess, for, like, defeating the coronavirus. I guess we'll need a single gun.
Nunchucks. Yep.
Yeah.
Gun and nunchucks.
We need toilet tissue. I don't know what it is. I saw a psychotherapist on TV today that said, why are people taking so much toilet tissue? And they say it gives people comfort. It makes them look at the toilet tissue and say, wow, I'm safe. I don't have to go out. And all this time, I thought there was money in a job. So I think I'm going to quit my job and just buy some toilet tissue.
Okay, got toilet tissue.
We do need, yes, Kevin. We need a lot of toilet tissue, please.
Zimbad, just explain that. Yeah. That makes sense to me now.
Is there?
Yeah, it's almost like being a strip club. I just want you to make it rain with toilet tissue. If you could just make it rain, just make it rain.
Make it rain. Yeah.
If you could just do that, Kevin. If you could just make it rain with toilet tissue.
Yes.
Kevin, and for me as well, I'd like you to make it rain with toilet tissue. And if you could refill this shared bowl of pretzels we're all sticking our hand in to eat from, it's getting kind of low.
Is there salt on
it? Not enough.
Because if it's salt, it'll kill the virus.
Salt
will kill the virus. Yes.
So we can all share the salt at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get high blood pressure, but you won't get the virus.
Brett, I just want to say, Kevin, please make sure to get a lot of toilet tissue because, and Brett is not shy about this, but he does use the entire roll anytime he enters a bathroom to do anything.
Jesus.
So
he needs a bidet. You need a bidet.
I know. We've got him one and he did not use it right.
Maybe.
Well, if the remote runs out of batteries, it's done.
Exactly.
He's spraying the bidet on the toilet tissue.
Yeah, he just used it to soak the roll.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. He thought, you can make a mistake. You think that's for, to wipe the toilet paper with. You think the bidet is, you reach down there and let that water, I got it.
Yeah.
Like a wipe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So you understand.
Yeah.
That's. What else? Anything
you made it make sense.
For our shopping list. Did I say a gun?
We got gun.
One gun. And one gun and a single bullet.
Oh, I thought you wanted gum. I thought you wanted gum. Oh,
We should have some gum. We should also have some gum.
I got the social distancing and gum. Oh, I said, wow. Because you really were adamant about gum.
What kind of gum does everyone want?
Joe?
Hubba Bubba Purple.
Yeah, man. I like the joke because it gets old real quick.
A bazooka is kind of gum.
Yeah, I guess. I like the one with the turtleneck dude.
Steve Jobs?
Mort. Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The person you're thinking of is Mort.
Yeah. More like us.
Okay.
So get Mort.
Yeah, we should get Mort. Mort, of any of us, is very prepared.
It's real crowded in
not
here.
Get the coronavirus because his turtleneck is famously covering his nose and mouth.
His entire face. He's not breathing in anything.
And he'll probably be safer than all of us or not.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's important to point out that he may not be.
Yeah, because if you have a goatee, you can't get it won't lock. I was watching a YouTube on how to do it right. I was washing my hands wrong. Did y'all know that? Did you go on YouTube and find that how to wash your hands the proper way?
Yes. Well, Brett was teaching me to wash my hands. He said it's like you wet a full roll of toilet paper with a bidet.
Yes.
Then you stick your hands in it and kind of wrap them up like a mummy. It seemed to me to take too long. But what was the method you saw?
That's a paper, like, we got to fight somebody. It's like prison. You wrap it up, the toilet paper, and let it harden like paper mache around your hands. But that's when your life is threatened. You don't need that for this place. Plus, it won't have time to dry.
Right.
Little claws in the paper mache toilet paper.
Yeah. But I'm talking about they said it should take 20 seconds or the time it would take to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star or Happy Birthday twice. So, I've been doing a lot of singing. I think I'm trying out for the Masked Singer now because people have complimented me like, wow, you make it easier for me when I wash my hands to listen to you sing.
Yeah, no, I know this about you, Sid, but you stay in the bathroom and you sing for other people as well.
Yes.
Just making sure they do it right.
I'm a human timer.
I've been singing Saints and Sailors by Dashboard Confessional off the album Places You Have Come to Fear the Most, just because like Happy Birthday and Tricolosa, I didn't know the words to those. I only know the words to a couple songs. But and a lot of the public bathrooms that I've been staying in, they have been asking me to leave, which I think part of why this thing is spreading so much is it is dangerous to not let me into certain bathrooms because they're like, these are for this kind of person or this for the type of, you know, whatever.
Yeah. We've all been there. See, I always say that when I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we don't know what somebody's talking about. You just say, "Oh, we all been there." That's the best thing you do for somebody. You don't know what they're talking about, but you don't be rude. Hey, we all been there.
The kindest thing, really anyone has done for me in a while.
Yeah.
Sinbad, I was thinking about you because they announced that you couldn't wear the mask with certain types of facial hair.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, the famous goatee, basically the Sinbad, people call it. I saw on the list of facial hair that you can't have one of them was the Sinbad.
Yeah, and it was just, I was honored and kind of confused that they would use me as an example of style yet death. So I'm in both categories. Like, this is stylish, but this could also hurt you.
This will kill you.
So it's kind of crossed two categories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a call, by the way, about how they're drafting new NBA teams?
My phone hasn't been working. That's why I do everything in person. So I haven't gotten a call about that. Why? Did you get a phone call?
I got a text that they were like, they want, basically what this is all about is they want the current guys that are playing, they don't think are good enough, but they want to be nice. They don't want they don't want to be mean and say like, "Oh, you guys aren't good enough at basketball. We want like Hayes and Sinbad to do it." They want to say like, "Oh, we're worried about like people getting sick." But now they're texting us. I don't know if Sinbad, you got this text where they're like, "Hey, like, there's an opportunity now to come be in the NBA."
I read it different. It just was, there are some people, they just try and get them out their contracts. There are some people that you can't, it's like squatter's rights. You know, somebody gets in your house and you can't get them out. There's some players with squatter's rights contract, and this is a way to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Finally, Sean, stripped the barnacles off the league.
You can't fall for that.
I may have gotten it. My phone has not been working. That's why I didn't text you guys. I was running a few minutes late, and I just showed up in person.
You probably didn't.
You think I probably didn't get the text about playing in the NBA?
Yeah, you probably did.
I will say that when I tried out last time, what they said to me, I said, "Do you guys think I have what it takes?" And they said, "Hey, we've all been there, man." I didn't really know how that.
Yeah.
Okay. But
they say in the black church, did they say, "Bless his heart"? If they said, "Bless his heart," Jesus Christ. They said that to you. That's the ultimate insult anybody could ever give you. You're out there playing. You're playing so hard, and they go, "Bless his heart. Look at him." Oh God, you don't ever. You never want that said about you.
Oh, it sounds very.
That
nice.
Is what they said at church well.
Oh,
what do they say when they? What do they say when they want to be mean? Or when they actually want to be nice? Do they say something mean?
No, when they want to be, that was being nice. Bless his heart. That means there's a special kid coming. No. Bless his heart. Speaking of the devil, bless his heart. Here he comes now. Yeah.
I've heard it a lot. Yep. Means.
Yeah, you hear a lot. Mm-hmm.
So Kevin,
that's familiar to me.
Kevin is definitely either still here or has left. So
I can't
let
see
me just
him.
It's so dark over there. The lights are crazy in here.
I'm looking.
So, Kevin,
down the
maybe
hallway.
Just like speak up so we can, so we know if you're there or not.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I just opened and closed the door. I'm back.
Yeah, we saw.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so you were gone, but now you are back.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do have one more thing for the grocery list. Can you get a V for Vendetta mask for me, please?
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh,
I do you know what I'm talking
never mind,
about?
Never mind. I want it. Never mind.
Can I have some fingerless gloves?
I want it. Never mind.
What do you want, Sinbad?
Wait, what?
Wait, Sinbad, what do you want? Never mind. I want the same mask.
Anything you want, man. Oh.
Do you want a different mask?
I want the same mask.
I want the same mask. Never mind. You wanted
the V for Vendetta mask.
I should have brought it up.
Sinbad, I mean, if you want the V for Vendetta mask.
You know what?
Hey, man.
I never said nothing. You know what?
We're all friends here. Hey, we're all friends here. We're all in the same room.
We're going to drop it.
Okay.
Well, then what mask? You need a mask.
You need a mask.
The Joker mask?
No, you know what? I'm just going to stay here and let the germs hit me.
Oh, that's right. Wow. You don't need a mask. What am I talking about?
I'm not trying to have attitude or nothing about it.
I'm just saying.
You're weaponized at this point.
Yeah, you know.
You infect the germs.
Wish I got it first. Yeah, man. I just wanted
a V for Vendetta mask for style reasons.
No, man, let's just drop it. Let's just drop it.
Okay.
Hey, he really doesn't want to talk about the V for Vendetta mask anymore.
I really don't.
Getting that.
I'm so tired of people bringing it up every time I go somewhere.
I would say if you have one more question, Hayes, about the V for Vendetta mask, go ahead and ask it. But this should be the last time. Jesus. I mean, we really have to move on from it because Sinbad's made it pretty clear he doesn't want to discuss it anymore.
Really? Wow.
Wow. And he's been pretty clear about it.
You know, I'm neutral on it. I'm neutral.
Yeah.
It means
I guess.
Hayes, did you have one more?
I guess my question really is, like, if we're getting V for Vendetta masks, are we getting them with, like, the hair, the attached wig, like, the shoulder length, like, kind of Prince Valiant?
What else would you get?
Okay. That's how I feel.
That he would even ask Sinbad is making me think he shouldn't have it.
No, I mean, Jesus.
No, the fact that he asked makes me think, like, this guy maybe shouldn't have the mask, and I know someone who should.
I know.
He's never had one.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
That's why I'm ordering it.
You can't be a first-time using one.
Please.
It's dangerous.
It's too crucial this time in history.
Yeah.
I could take a Bane mask.
You know, I'm just going to take an L on this and let it go.
We're all winners.
Okay.
Man, I already spent the money.
Kevin, do you have a mask that you're going to get?
I was going to wear a hockey mask, a goalie mask.
Okay.
What's that?
What is that?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
What's that? It's kind of mask are you talking about? You ain't just making up stuff. I mean, if you're going to just make up stuff.
Just, like, explain what it is.
You know you're talking to true sports guys. We just went through all the cricket stuff.
We just did a ton of sports analogies.
And then you're going to sneak that in?
Some fake stuff? You're going to make up some fake stuff like we're stupid?
No.
Come on.
And now, of all times, to be making up fake stuff.
Yeah. Well, hockey mask, really?
It was going to protect me. And I was hoping...
And he doesn't even say what it is. And he's basically admitting it's fake.
Put down the shovel and stop digging, Kevin.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Look at your face. Just look at your face right now.
Look at his face.
Look at his face, everybody. We're all touching his face.
Yes.
He's smiling and crying. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was looking the wrong way. I was looking at Dave. My bad. Oh,
dude.
Oh, Dave. Forget it. Hey, oh. Dave.
Dave.
Oh.
What up?
Oh.
Dave. What's up, dude?
I got upset for no reason.
So I just played a sound effect for some reason of a button.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ah. Cool. That's interesting. Oh, podcasts are evolving. But I'm psyched Dave is here. I've been watching his FX show.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood Handbook.
Do we have everything we need? Are we ready to like set a game plan?
Kick its ass.
Kevin, yeah, I assume you've gotten all this stuff. Do you want to distribute all the stuff you got?
Yes.
I assume you've gotten all this stuff by now.
What you got, man?
Forever.
Yeah, you got. Yeah.
Can
yeah.
I have one more request.
What's up, Brett?
1959 Gibson Les Paul.
59 Les Paul.
Ooh.
I'll go back
for that. Did that get stolen out of your car, Brett?
No. It's just I think I'll need it. I think I'm ready for one.
Brett, you should just say that more and more things got... So, Sinbad, just a little backstory. Brett's car...
All right.
Brett said that a lot of stuff got stolen from his car. And then fans of the show... like donated money to him to reimburse it. So now anytime he wants something, he just says his car got robbed.
That's sad. That's sad. That's sad. That's sad.
It is sad.
You know,
yeah, it is
69
sad.
Gibson, man, Jesus, who would be dumb enough to leave that in the car? So even if you left it in the car, you shouldn't get another one because that's so dumb.
You don't deserve it if you're just leaving it in your car.
No. Everyone, if you got a 59 Gibson, that you take it inside, and there's usually people sitting right in front of the store that don't go in and say, hold this for me till I come out.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
And you tuck it in
if
the
you
bed,
don't want to carry
you
around
it
in
the bed in your house.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you tuck
no,
it in
you
the
just
bed.
Give it this, yeah. Who, anybody
you
who's
tuck
out
it in so you can go to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, that is good advice. I can't really deny that.
Can I change my mask to from goalie to a pinup girl?
What does that look like?
In today's age, you're allowed to change to anything you want.
Okay, that's a yes for pinup girl.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah. If that makes you
does
happy.
Does the pinup girl have a name?
Penny?
Is it a human being, Kevin, or is it an object? I mean, geez, man, the way you talk about women, it's like pretty disgusting. Okay. Sinbad's frowning.
I'm like, let me do that. Let me frown. Yes.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Dude, let
you
him hear frown. It.
Yeah, you see what Playboy's magazine is doing now because this new millennial generation, they're not going to have a Playmate of the Year. They're going to reshow all 12 of them at the end. Because they weren't having food. Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody. There's no place in the
Everyone is claiming.
Like, everybody gets a centerfold.
All of you equal. I'm saying, y'all crazy.
Participation photo shoots all around. It's really,
yeah,
really.
Everybody. It's everybody. It's everybody.
Okay, I got the Les Paul.
Kevin, can you give us our
things? Here's,
thank you.
Here's the gun. Here's the nunchucks. The toilet tissue. And look, I'm making it rain. I'm making it rain. I got the...
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I got the
pretzel.
You're
not really... It doesn't really look like... The way you're doing it, it doesn't really look like it's raining.
It's getting all tangled up in your fingers.
No,
yeah, you're just kind of like balling
rain.
It up. It's all sweaty.
I did say make it rain. I said make it a rain, like a ring, a rain.
Oh, make it a rain.
Make it a rain,
more specific. A rain. Yeah, like a rain.
Okay.
A rain.
Here's a ring of toilet tissue.
Make the toilet tissue into rings pretend that you are married to Brett.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that so hard to do? I mean, it's just crazy to me, Kevin. He was pretty clear.
No, it's very easy.
Are you going to propose?
Yeah. If that's how you marry someone, you just are silent.
Oh, my God. Is this happening?
So I just went to the bathroom. I just came back from the bathroom.
What a romantic.
Yeah, man, I just came back.
Brett, I just want to say, Brett, that's how, if you watch Sinbad, that's how you go to the bathroom at a normal speed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
I was gone and I came right back.
I didn't even notice.
No, you didn't even
notice. See? That's like, normal.
If you say excuse me, everybody knows you're going and everybody's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right. That's what makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah. Brett waits for everyone to say you're excused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was polite.
Yeah. 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 Well, and what if someone doesn't excuse you? Now you do I violate what they just said?
Well, you're in a real
you're
in a real bind right there because you got to go.
So,
you know, it's kind of on them if something happens, you know.
Brett will ask me to hold his belt while he goes to the bathroom. And then like
Right, no, I just take it off before you go. Nobody have to. Nobody have to hose it for you. The worst is when you ask them to hold. Just take it off and leave it in your seat.
Yeah.
And also marks your seat. Like, that way, if somebody sitting here,
ever since
oh, that's on the belt there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got.
Kevin's wondering what he's going to get to with this marriage.
I got the pretzel bowl and the salt. I got the bidet for Brett. I have everyone's gum. I have the Bazooka Joe, the Hubba Bubba, the Mort. And then I have everyone's mask. I have the V for Vendetta mask.
He's a perfect. His name is just Mort. Oh, I really appreciate that you were able to get Mort, the cartoon character from the Bazooka Joe comic. I'm impressed by that, but it's not the more.
A lot of
more.
That's a lot
of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. I got Hayes's V for Vendetta mask. Brett's fingerless gloves.
Oh, it's Hayes's now.
Mm. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. The scream mask for Sean. Who got a babe mask? Oh, Bane. Okay, I got a babe.
The pig.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Hayes. I put babe instead of instead of Bane.
You got a babe? Wow. What is it with you and these like wearing women's faces as
cat girls? Yeah.
Wow.
Marriage without proposal.
Bane. Bane.
It's supposed to be Bane, dude.
Okay, I'll go back.
And you still haven't you haven't made the toilet paper into a ring.
Yeah, I'm waiting at the altar.
It's very detailed.
You know,
unfortunately, Kevin, we don't have time to coach you.
No, Kevin.
Kevin, you're
doing the best you can.
Thank you.
Bless your heart.
Bless his heart.
Son of a bitch.
Bless his heart. We can't coach you through all this. We have a freaking pandemic to battle. That's what the stuff was before. Did you remember the salt?
Yes, I got the salt for the pretzels.
You're not really battling it. You're not really battling it. You can't battle something because, both people are fighting. And we're not really, we have nothing to fight with. So we're not battling this. We're running.
Well, we have a gun.
No.
We're runners.
Yeah. We run a single bullet.
We're runners. Yeah, we're runners.
We never miss.
Yeah.
Nunchucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking too, Sinbad. If we I can run like pretty far. If I'm like not going that fast, I can like jog like pretty far for sure. And I could probably just tire it out if it's like chasing me.
I can run fast,
and then like
but a
we could
distance.
Like catch it or something, or shoot it. That
are you
through
it? Did you throw it?
Am I what?
I didn't see it. I thought you threw something.
Oh no!
Did you throw it?
That was probably Kevin. Kevin, did you throw something?
I threw Brett's guitar to him,
and I caught it behind my back.
That was so dark. It's so dark in here. I knew somebody threw.
And what is with the lights in here? It's never this dark when we record usually.
You know what? Like I can't. It's meditative. I get it.
It's pleasant, but.
Yeah,
it's also
it
dangerous.
Me experience
hold up,
gratitude.
See everything.
I thought it was going to hide us from the coronavirus. Like it wouldn't be able to see us if I turned the lights down.
That's pretty sneaky. That's pretty smart.
That's light therapy. That's totally different.
That's different.
A whole different. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, that's stupid, Kevin. It's not smart, and it's not.
That's a whole different
that's
set
not
of rules,
sneaky,
man.
I was making fun of you. That's not smart. No, yeah.
He was dissing you.
I just dissed you, yeah, social dissing.
Well, I was trying to get you guys to open
up. I do worry that it is so dark in here that if, like, one of us does use the gun to shoot what we think is the coronavirus.
Yeah. I've been worried about the same thing. That we could accidentally just hit a normal virus.
Did I drop my headphones? No, I got it.
Did you drop your headphones? I don't even know, man.
I thought I dropped my headphones.
Getting darker the more we talk about it.
No, I caught them and I put them on.
Kevin just put a blanket over me.
Yeah.
Kevin just put a heavy blanket over me.
I dropped the other headphones.
It's a storm. Right here, it's a storm blanket, Sean. Relax. It's supposed to soothe you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
right here, though. It was right there.
Okay. So what? Like, should we like talk about the strategy? I mean, like, okay. So we're gonna run away, but then what?
Totally. I'll probably walk. Well, my knees are great for running. Yeah.
Well, you. This is the main thing for running, because you can't outrun a virus. It's been proven. But if you walk and you don't walk fast,
that's been proven. Yeah.
To help them, you'll be places. People say, "Hey, can you help me?" And you're like, "Oh God, now I'm stuck." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
sense? Okay.
Maybe one of us can if we can't outrun it, one of us runs to like distract it, and the other one like runs around behind it.
Uh-huh.
And it's facing away, and then we shoot it.
Circle. If we're all in a circle, what is behind? Because you could think you're behind. I could think I'm behind. Because there's a virus.
I guess we are all in a circle.
Yeah, we're in a circle. So the problem is, who is the one that's
behind?
If
we're standing in a circle shooting at it, that's not a great place to be, especially in this dark room.
No, most of us are
there. And just to like... Just to paint them, because people can't see what we're doing, obviously, we are all sitting on the floor cross-legged. It is terrible.
Not me. Not my knees.
Yeah.
No. Well, Sinbad, no. There. Sorry, with your knees. Sinbad has his knees kind of tucked into his chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of hugging himself a little bit, pulling his knees in like under his chin.
He looks very cozy.
I'm doing the splits.
Kevin, give Sinbad a store blanket.
Catch. Okay, I'll throw another one.
Wow, that stayed in the air for a really long time.
Yeah. Keep dropping it.
Maybe.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I think with the Apple ones, when the one dies, you're supposed to use the other one. Okay, I learned something.
With the Apple
headphones. Okay.
Yeah, when that one, but I like the one in my left ear more than the right. So the left ear one, I guess, died. I didn't like the right one, but it's no time to be racist. So I just put it in.
Yes, and that's a very that's a very good message.
Racism.
Yeah. Yes.
Look, we're not an issue-driven show, but if it arises organically as it does, we'll take a side. Don't pick sides. Don't do that. Favor one side.
Brett, do you have any ideas? Are you just going to like sit there as we like, you know, we're actually having an important conversation here.
It's a little selfish, but I was just thinking when you guys are running, I was going to kind of just mosey along like not important. So I thought like I would kind of walk nonchalant and kind of duck away, and then
virus is like, this guy's not even involved. That guy's got a whole other thing.
Yeah, just kind of like a generic.
But we're not going to really run either. We're not going to really run, because if you run, you cause
running,
wind.
No.
If you cause wind, when you cause wind, that's when it can
wind
spread.
Wind blows it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to pretend to tie my shoe, and then bam, huge uppercut. Obviously, I'd want to wear some kind of glove.
You could wear maybe like a toilet paper papier-mâché glove.
Well, and if we have time for it to dry, I mean, it's been on my hand for a while. Sinbad, I know you said that like in prison and stuff, you can dry it and it kind of hardens. What's happening for me is the wetter the toilet paper gets, it's sort of just disintegrating. Like it's kind of just becoming pilly little threads.
Ooh.
Is that good?
No. Ooh, no.
Okay. I might have messed up. Ooh.
Yeah, I think you read that wrong. It's okay.
Okay.
You know, people read wrong. And it's not your fault.
Yeah, Sean, what directions were you reading?
Well, again,
maybe you're trying to wing it.
So dark.
Trying to wing it, right?
I was winging it. Yeah, I was reading something. I think it was like a recipe. And it wasn't giving me a ton of guidance, especially because I didn't have a lot of the stuff they were mentioning. I had toilet paper and water, and it was calling for like peas, just stuff I don't have on hand, you know.
Peas?
So, peas, yeah, pearl onions.
is this one of those
one whole chicken on bone, it says? I don't know what that, yeah, it was not. But at any rate, it didn't matter. I mean, I couldn't really do it. So I just decided to wing it as Sinbad identified.
Brett, I just want to make clear, you don't have to be showing us your mosey this whole time. Like, we...
I could have pictured it without any of this.
Yeah, I didn't need a visual of that ever, but to be doing it for so long, and so, like, you know, the way you're walking with your legs kind of bow-legged, like a cowboy.
Yeah.
I have a suspicion. Does that have anything to do with how much toilet paper you use?
Oh, man. Oh, man. I just saw that.
I mean, do you really want to know the answer? Yeah. Or?
You just, oh,
I mean, it's like, it's just like very distinctive.
Well, just, I just remember.
I think it's not getting passed all the way around.
At one point I asked you, Brett, like, you know, do you ever clog the toilet because you're flushing so much paper? And you were like, what are you talking about? Basically implying that wherever it goes, you never get it back to flush it.
But you know,
and I think Hayes,
you got to keep a plunger with you. You just always have a plunger with you. I always carry one.
But you get like we may cool need to put one on Brett. Case.
Yeah, but if you get a trombone case, because it'll fit right in there, and people won't know what it is.
You can put it just on my head. Cool. Put it.
Yeah, put it in a trombone case.
Oh, I do have a
trombone. Yeah.
I do have a trombone.
Yeah, put it in a trombone case. Yeah, put it in a trombone case, and nobody knows what it is, you know?
You got to have that. You got to have a plunger and a trombone case.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's right. I mean, that way,
history.
That's why I always take the big stall, the big bathroom. I take the big bathroom because I need a place to put my trombone when I'm in a public place. Yes.
And then I got to make trombone noises while I'm plunging as well. So I say, hey, you mind if I practice in this stall real quick?
Nah, that's too much.
No, you don't, Sean. You don't want to do that.
Because your music. Yeah, no. That's a good sound, though. I can tell you play.
Oh, thank you.
I can tell you play.
Thank you, Sinbad. Is that one of your disses, or is that a real genuine thing?
That was like a B flat scale or something.
It is a B flat scale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sean never says that to me.
Because he's not talented.
So this is good. Like, I mean, I love all the stuff we're learning.
I'm I'm actually not feeling so hot. I think I may have gotten it throughout the.
You've been touching. You got it.
You have to process this. Yeah.
You feeling?
Do I look weird?
But you look weird when you first
came
in.
I'm sort of wondering that too.
That means. Yeah, it means you would have had it from like the last time I saw you.
And that's possible too. Yeah, I definitely haven't felt right for quite a while. It's actually been a couple years.
Yeah, it could be right on the surface, and now it's activated.
I think it might have gotten into my bloodstream or something. Because I look back, I haven't really felt comfortable with myself for quite some time.
Yeah, you gotta be.
One thing I'm kind of noticing is that everyone's voice sounds like crazy. Sounds like very tinny. Just like sounds like absolute shit
in my headphones as well. Yeah.
Sometimes everyone just stops talking at once for like a quick second. I can't figure that out.
Yeah. And I thought that was just like the headphones are like a tech thing, but now I'm wondering if we do all have coronavirus.
I guess it sounds like a dry kind of cough.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Well, yeah, you can't tell it by a cough, and that's the problem. You can't tell
that's
it by a cough.
That's the problem.
How can you tell?
Because if you can tell it by a cough, okay, say, as a man, you know, we go get physicals, and they ask you to cough. Is that a virus? Are we coughing up a virus, or that's a good cough? That's a cough that saves your life.
Well, you have to hold the testicles for that.
Yeah.
Jesus, Brett. Yeah.
Well, he's saving your life, yeah. Brett.
But yeah. That's part of the physical. That's how you know it's a good cough.
Yeah.
We all know what part of the physical is. We don't need you to freaking draw us a diagram, and we certainly don't need you to demonstrate it by standing up in front
of me. Is he riding that? Are you riding that?
Yes, I'm riding it.
Brett, did you throw that?
That was
Did
Kevin.
I catch that?
Oh my God.
Kevin, please stop throwing the guitar, Kevin.
I'm riding the trombone case.
All right. Okay. I wish I never told you. Everybody can't have style.
Yeah, we did learn a lot of life hacks. The plunger at the trombone case. Taking off your belt before you go to the bathroom and leaving it on your chair.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was
good education. Even if it's old
stuff.
It's old stuff.
Yeah, it's just old stuff, man. Everybody knew that stuff back then. Everybody knew back then.
It's a reminder to look to the old ways, wearing a woman's glasses when she walks by you on the street.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All the stuff we discussed is normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, you know, that's why you always carry a pair of glasses on you.
Mm-hmm. It's good. We didn't solve necessarily the main virus that we met up to deal with.
That's not our job. That's not our job. I thought about that as we got started. That's not our job. We got other people to do jobs. Why are we? If this is why.
Right away, I thought that.
I thought that immediately. I mean, why am I going to do that? What's in it for me?
It doesn't really make any sense for Sinbad and the host of Hollywood Handbook to be coronavirus. It's like not really our job.
Even if we did it, I don't know when it's being released. You know what I mean? Like Kevin controls that calendar, so it might not even help.
Yeah.
Time. So
it might be done. It might be gone. It might be gone.
It could be gone.
By the time this comes out.
Yeah.
Kevin, when is this coming out?
It was going to be the end of the month, but I think this should come out Tuesday, just for the listeners' sake.
It could be gone by then.
Okay. It could be gone by then. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be gone.
We should probably put it out right now.
Or it could be.
Okay, we might want to put it out.
I'll hold it off as long as I can. You let me know when you're going to put it out, and I'll hold this off as long as I can.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's very brave. We really appreciate that.
Okay.
Wow, yes. Sinbad is going to hold back the coronavirus.
Yep.
Okay, until Tuesday.
Not really your job.
No, not your job. We don't. No, you know, we don't have
it's
to.
A curse.
But that's nice.
It's a curse. The curse.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. Hollywood
Handbook. Well, Sinbad, do you have any anything coming up that you'd like to share?
Any plug?
Well, you know, I don't know what's coming out. I have a lot of things, but they might all get canceled. So be aware of things if they don't get canceled. Yeah, it's a cancel culture. So, you know, I'm trying to do this on Netflix special. I just can't get a hold of Netflix. So
right.
I can take you there.
Yeah. And then I'm not gonna do it for less than 20. If that's what everybody else is getting, I'm not.
Okay. Okay.
You know?
So I'll pass that along.
Brad, you take it there after this, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you going there right after this?
Yeah,
I didn't want Corona to hear me say that, but yes. I'm going to Netflix right after.
No, Brett's just gonna go to Netflix and watch some stuff.
All right. We'll go over and talk to him, you know, because
it's free. If you go there, it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could talk to him for me, because if I talk to him for me, then I ask for the money, it just looks like, damn, is he begging? So may I go in?
And it looks weird.
We'll
hit with
the
one.
That'll look weird.
We'll walk in. Yeah. Yeah. Let's three of us walk in. Looks like we're a team. And, you know, you're talking. And, hey, man, y'all need to put Sinbad up on this. And I go, oh, no. He goes, no, y'all need to keep Sinbad. I go, oh, no.
Yeah,
no, no, not
just,
me.
Yeah. You could just say,
yeah.
Let's rehearse this.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I was going to maybe
we should probably do a dry run of this.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So you would.
I'll walk in first.
So who should I be? Netflix?
Yeah, Sean, you should be Netflix. And so Brett and Sinbad walk into Netflix, and Netflix is there.
All right.
Hey, man, how's it going, Netflix?
Hey, what the hell? Hey, whoa. You're dropping toilet paper everywhere.
We're still outside. The door has no open. If you're gonna do this, you gotta do it for real. We're still on the sidewalk. We haven't opened the door.
Oh, that's right. I need to open the door first.
I'm a method actor.
Wow.
And that's how we're gonna do it.
I've never seen this in
person. I'm a Kaminsky method actor.
Thank you, man.
Okay, so
okay, just open the door.
Open the door.
I just opened the door.
Oh, you open the door.
Okay. No, it doesn't sound like that. Dude, that's not a door to a corporate office. That's like a house.
Come on, man. What was that noise? I know it wasn't damn door.
That was like what?
That was a
the Netflix
flat
door.
Scale again.
It's the outdoors, those big doors. Maybe, it's one that rolls around.
Rolls around? Okay.
It's a revolving door.
Can you open it?
Revolving door. Well, I just pushed it. We're stuck in it. Somebody's got to get out.
I love the revolving door scene.
Yeah, Brett, you let the door. Brett's wedged in the door.
Excuse me. What's going on in my door?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is. Can you just help me out real quick? I wanted to talk to you.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I can push it this way, but you've got to walk that way.
Okay, cool. We're in there.
You're going the wrong way. Okay. You're going the opposite way.
Oh, you meant that way.
We're in.
Okay, we're in.
Yeah.
I didn't use the revolving door. You guys used it.
Oh.
I went to the other door. You guys went to the revolving door. I've been inside waiting for you. I went to the other door.
Oh, smart.
Oh, yeah.
See Netflix right there.
So long.
You see what my boy Sinbad just did? You gotta give this guy a deal.
You gotta
hook him up. You gotta give him a deal. 20.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd love to ask him to do it not for 20.
It's got to be 20.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not how this works. That's not, don't, you know what? Don't play me. Don't play me.
Okay.
Wait, you're not supposed to be negotiating, though. You got to play it cool. Or are you talking to me?
Brett, because you're failing. Do something, Brett.
Yeah.
Don't
play me. I got to jump in because you ain't helping me. Don't play me. That's your key word. I said, then you come in.
Oh.
Remember we said?
Don't play Sinbad. Don't play Sinbad. Okay.
All right. Who's speaking for Sinbad? This is you, Brett.
Yes.
All right, Brett. Well, hang on.
Tell Netflix what you're going to do to him.
What I'm going to do to Netflix?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I'm going to uninstall you off my Apple TV.
I left.
Sinbad left. Look what you did. Sinbad left.
And look, you blew it. We lost Sinbad.
No, he'll come back for 20.
You got here earlier.
He'll come back for 20.
Sorry, I'm afraid.
I'm not going to get it.
I'm afraid this got swallowed. Did you hear earlier when I said I was about to play Netflix and I said I'm a Kaminsky method actor?
I'm going downstream to Comedy Central.
Yeah,
I'm going downstream to Comedy Central. I left. I left the big money. I left the big money.
The big money is gone.
It's gone.
The big money is, of course, at Comedy Central.
Big money is gone.
I'm moseying after Sinbad.
I got to do Comedy Central.
I just really am afraid. I can't always hear who's talking, but the Kaminsky method.
No, Yo, I did hear that.
I'm worried, God.
Everyone thanked you. Everyone said thank you when you said that.
Yeah, we're sitting right next to you.
I just left because we left millions and now we're going to go for hundreds of thousands. This is a big, I got to change everything in my life.
So, in a way, I helped you.
Brett Sinbad has to change everything in his life because of you.
Brett, you think you maybe want to call HBO?
Well,
no, you know what? No, no, I don't.
You don't want to?
No.
Or are you playing it cool and then you really do want me to?
No, no, I did Brett, HBO. I already did four or five specials. Yeah, I already did all these specials, HBO. If they wanted me, we would have talked about it. So my thing was Netflix. There was a big chance. They've been giving money away. I've been watching them. They got some very unfunny, sad comics. I thought I could sneak in right for a sad comic. I thought I could sneak right in there.
I'm sorry.
You should offer him a special.
Man,
that's a good idea. I can give you a special.
We blew that. God, we blew that in the lobby. I've never blown a deal in the lobby.
I got stuck in the revolving door.
Jesus, man. We didn't even get upstairs.
I didn't even see this.
Kaminsky Method's on Netflix. Oh, go ahead.
Damn it. Wait a minute. Did I leave my trombone case there? Jesus Christ.
In Netflix, yeah.
No, what's this? No, maybe I'll play a couple tunes.
Now I got to go back.
Looks like this got left behind.
Look, man, and now the security will probably open up and say, man, he's got a plunger in there? I ain't going back.
This is a funny looking trombone.
I think.
I'll put my mouth up to it.
Security thought it was an explosive device that detonated it.
Yeah, I know. Dude, you know how crazy to look now? All that's going to be in the press. Sinbad, now TMZ going to stop me there for it. Dude, is it true you took a trombone case with a plunger and lost the deal in the lobby?
I'll take the hit for you, man. Yeah. I'll take it. I'd take a bullet for you, man.
You think anybody's going to read the news story if it says engineer Brett blew Sinbad's deal and left his trombone case plunger in the lobby? The story's Sinbad, dude. You can't take the hit. That's the point. The man's a fucking star.
Oh, man. Just since you can't take it from me.
I can't take that hit.
No.
If I trip Tom Cruise and he falls in a pile of cow manure, I can't take the hit on that. It's Tom Cruise. That's the story.
Yeah, that's all I care, man.
I'm your fall guy.
Yep. Regular people, they get to keep walking through life. But us who are above that spectrum, we can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Amen, dude.
It's true.
Yeah.
Amen.
The spectrum. I just sniffled, man. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Damn, dude.
So that'll help, I think.
Yeah.
Sinbad has coronavirus. That might take the other story away.
Yeah, man. But the thing is, I'm going to deny it for the longest. I'm going to wear a hood and some glasses and run through the airport. And say, Sinbad, are you spreading the virus everywhere? Man, get out of my face. And I just keep running and running. And then they finally catch me. I will go viral because I am viral.
Mm-hmm. It's just nice all being in the same room together again.
Yeah. It's been so nice.
Oh, we're back. Oh, we made it back. Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice we made it back.
Damn.
Yeah, we walked back.
Yeah,
the way Brett moseys, you just kind of follow him without realizing.
Yeah, man, I didn't realize. Okay, we're back. You're right. Jesus.
It's faster than you think.
I didn't even know.
Well, this was really fun.
Kevin's giving me the wrap it up signal. Kevin's got Tiffany's tape on me.
Hey, just send me my trombone case. If they bring it back to you guys, send it to me.
It's going to look a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, man, just send it to me.
It's FedEx. It's I messed, get my send it to him, Kevin.
It's hard
just send it to him. I get my FedEx account.
You want it on via FedEx?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today.
Today?
Yeah. Oh, 2 days.
In 2 days.
2 days. That's reasonable.
In 2 days. 2 days, yeah.
Okay. I'm giving Hayes the wrap it up sign.
All right, man.
All right.
Okay.
I know what that was.
I can see it.
Yeah, the medical condition.
Sean can see it too now.
Yeah. We all do.
I turned the flashlight on my phone.
I'm going to tell you, man, it's so comfortable. This was so comfortable. I felt like I was at home.
Yeah, it's true.
Me it's too. Being with your me boys. Too.
What is it about being with your boys? Just feels know, like crazy. Yeah,
I feel like my dog is in my lap. I'm just home.
That's Bosch.
Yeah, no,
that's,
I'm sure the listeners did too.
That's Bosch.
Yeah,
I feel like, you know, I'm what? Eating a cold pizza that my wife brought out to me, and my dog started barking at our neighbors a couple minutes ago, and I had to go and let him in the house.
Wow.
I mean, that's really how comfy it is.
That's it. Is this crazy like that? This round table?
Yeah.
Or is it rectangular?
Well, we're on the floor.
It's both.
Okay.
Yeah, we're under it.
That's why I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's above you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Well, there's that wrap it up sign again. Bye.
That was cool.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.